In Utah, to make a change to the state constitution, the amendment has to be passed by the Utah legislature and then approved by voters. Proposed amendments this year range from the humdrum, like changing the constitutional language to be gender neutral or clarifying municipal water rights, to the unconventional, like adding the right to hunt and fish to the constitution. There's even an amendment to officially remove slavery as a legal punishment for a crime in the state. The Utah Foundation published a report for voters to take a look at all the amendments at once. Peter Reichland is the president of the Nonpartisan Foundation. Their biggest task this season has been to make sure the language on the ballots is really clear to voters.
We really did try to boil them down as much as we could, particularly some of these are pretty straightforward, but some of them are a bit more complicated.
The one that may divide voters the most is Amendment G, and that's because it's about income tax funds. It doesn't change the amount of tax collected, but allows fund distribution to expand from just schools to also include programs for kids and people with disabilities.
The question at hand is the level of protection that the current constitutional language provides for education, is that worth the trade-off in reduced flexibility across the state budget?
Reichland says it's not like voters are being asked to consider whether income tax should exist. The amendment doesn't change much. It leaves the current language intact. But if it's going to be on the ballot, Reichland wants people to be able to consider all sides of the issue.
From our perspective, it's just important for voters to focus on what it is that they're voting on, which is a constitutional amendment.
Early voting is now open, and all mail-in ballots must be postmarked by November 2nd. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Maya Fairbanks.